The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hi, Rolene. How are you?
Afternoon on a very special Shavua, because I believe we begin the Shavua with a birthday. And I'm not going to traumatize you again by singing, but I am going to carry on the celebrations. Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Rolene. Yeah, Rolene sang beautifully to me this morning. She sent me a note, which I think I shall hold. Listen, you've actually got a beautiful singing voice. Rolene, I know that you wanted to recap the weekend, including the terror attack in Adam. We have spoken about it at length right throughout the whole day. So can we please talk about the UN peace envoy, who's feeling very positive after talks with Egypt's foreign minister regarding Gaza? Just give us the background. Who's there? Why they're there? What is the role of the UN peace envoy and Egypt's foreign minister? Who is the foreign minister?
Well, this is shuttle diplomacy at its busiest. Nikolai Miladinov is the United Nations peace envoy, and the mandate of the peace envoy is to try and broker a lasting peace between regional powers in the area, and also to take care of humanitarian concerns. Now, we've noticed an uptick or a serious escalation in events between Israel and our neighbors from Gaza over the last couple of months, the Great March of Return, the arson terrorism, the firing of rockets, and what we are now starting to refer to as controlled violence. And this has had a cost numerous levels. Number one is the ability to maintain calm in the region. The other is the effect that closing borders and reprisals from Israel has on the humanitarian situation in Gaza. And the other is the effect that kite incendiary devices and rockets and mortars have had on the residents of southern Israel. And Egypt plays a very, very strong role in helping to broker any kind of calm in the region. And he met with the Egyptian foreign minister Sameh Shoukry and other officials, we don't know who the other officials are, in Cairo for talks to try and calm or ease the tensions between Israel and the Palestinians, especially on the humanitarian side. So he has said that these talks have been positive, and because Hamas and Israel don't talk directly, he is a diplomat shuttling between all powers, and it has become a situation where sometimes Israel responds with military force, and we see this constant to-ing and fro-ing, and Egypt has played a major, major role in helping to calm the escalation. Just nearly 2 weeks ago, Egypt stopping us literally from going to the brink of war. So he says a productive day of meetings with Egypt officials on our efforts to de-escalate the situation in Gaza, resolve all humanitarian issues, and support Egyptian-led reconciliation processes. He says the devil is always in the details, but we are moving forward in the interest of peace. And this comes hot off the news yesterday as another flotilla was stopped by the Israeli Navy for trying to break the maritime blockade that both Egypt and Israel has in place in the region.
Very interesting. Another story that that we've spoken about, and we've actually been following for months, but we've spoken about it quite a lot today, is the story of Ahed Tamimi. And it's so interesting how the media is covering it, saying that she was held. She wasn't held. She was tried. She was found guilty, and she was imprisoned. You know, held is like, you know, the language, it all starts with language. When you say somebody's held, it implies, you know, that they are being held unlawfully against their will.
Well, unfortunately, Ahed Tamimi and the whole situation has played right into the hands of anti-Israel activists and those who wish to lambaste Israel, because First of all, it's a young girl. She's the absolute poster child, I think, that Israel and her detractors, and certainly BDS, aim to get pretty young girls or young women to be their poster children, sometimes willingly, sometimes unwillingly. But Ahed Tamimi, who is part of the Tamimi Hamula or clan, who are known for terrorist activity in the region, who are known to assault Israeli Defense Force officers, has been held and released after, I think it's about 8 months, or we actually cut short her sentence. And instead of showing any kind of remorse or any kind of want to have peace or any kind of concern for her fellow youngsters in the region, she has said that they will continue with resistance. She met with Mahmoud Abbas. She went to visit the grave of Yasser Arafat, very symbolic, of course. And unfortunately, the more that the media, and I know that the media in South Africa has been very busy with it, the more you flout her and the more you parade her and trot her out as this resistance icon, the more it allows for the abuse of children. And as you know, the reason why I wanted to speak about Friday's terror attack is because the perpetrator was 17 years old, a teenage boy. The more we see this, the perpetration of this kind of behavior and these young people being made into heroes or martyrs instead of nation builders. Just today, Italian activists were expelled from Israel for painting a huge mural of Ahed Tamimi on the security, that the part of the security barrier that is concrete. So, you know, it does beg the question, you know, what do we do? And the media latches onto this, because why not? You've got the perfect poster child, the epitome of poster child.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's really quite interesting how there's no other army in the world where it even would have been tried. You know, it's very interesting. Anyhow, it is what it is. And that is where we leave it today, Rolene Marks. Thank you very, very much. And look forward to speaking to you tomorrow with good news.
We can only try.
Thank you, Rolene Marks. God bless. Bye-bye.